Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I'd like you to do it sincerely, with everything that makes you, you, and bless the name of the Lord. We give you praise, Father. We bless your holy name. Shakata barande kabata bilo stefimatej. Oh, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. So, our dear Father, we want to thank you for yet another time and privilege to sit before you, to learn, and to be conformed to your image through your word. We ask tonight that you will grant us utterance and help your people to see what you are saying. Your intention will be clear and your purpose will be understood. We give you praise, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, if you're excited to be in church, give the Lord a big, big hand. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. God bless you. All right. How many of us have been blessed with this series, Apostles in the Marketplace? Can I see you wave if you have been blessed? Much more. How many of us were blessed on Sunday? That was such a time. Such a great time. Praise God. By the grace of God, we'll tie the knot on this series today. Alright? And then we begin a new series by Sunday, titled The Good Fight. So it's going to be another spiritual warfare classic. And I'd like you to please prepare your heart, because it's going to be a season of multiple prayers. Is that okay? And if you are willing and ready to fight the good fight of faith, are you sure? Good. Now, I'm going to, for the sake of people who are connected probably at some point, the first time in the course of this series, I'm going to go over a few things. And then Pastor Miracle has done a lot of work, so I'm going to also mention some of those things again for the purpose of probably those who just hear this, all right? And then just going to run over them and then continue from there and then tie the knot. So I said to you that the term apostle in the marketplace is used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose there is to first use the wisdom of scriptures and the flawlessness of their character and the intelligence operating upon their lives to solve problems in the marketplace and ultimately point men back to God. All right. So that term does not describe just any Christian in the marketplace. All right. But it is used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose, the fact that the word purpose there indicates that they are not people who just wander their way into that place. It is a deliberate approach. They are well aware that there is a calling upon my life, and as much as I'm even trained as a person, that necessarily doesn't mean that I've been called within the walls of the church, but I'm rather to take the wisdom of the church into the society. Alright, so I come again, that the term is used to describe believers in the marketplace whose purpose there is to use the wisdom of scriptures, the flawlessness of their character, and the intelligence operating upon their lives to solve problems in the marketplace and ultimately point men back to God. Four things you must take note of. First, alright, among the things you should take note for is that they have a purpose in the marketplace. Then number two, they use the wisdom of scriptures. Then number three, they have character. Then number four, they point men back to God as they solve problems. So we said also that there are operations of apostles in the marketplace that we have to pay attention to. That is, you are not there without the required level of intelligence and awareness. It can be fantastic to be innocent, alright, but you can innocently fail if you are innocent. So it is important you know many things. Is that okay? Innocence is good, but it is not a useful tool in the corridors of power. Is that okay now? Even scripture says that we should not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. So it is important you know precisely and exactly what your purpose is. You understand what your assignment is, where you are. Alright, because if you don't know it, you will abuse your essence there. Is that simple enough? Alright, so to operate in the marketplace first, this set of people need to understand the concept of infiltration. To infiltrate will mean to get into the system. So, you have not been called into every system, you have been called into some specific systems. You've not been called into every aspect of the market, you've been called to a specific aspect. Alright? And you're going to notice that not just that you have zeal for it, you also have skill for it. Is that okay now? You cannot represent God properly in an aspect you don't have skill in. Because he's not a God of shame. The people who wants to represent him well must bring him glory by doing well. Is that okay now? See, we are not talking about set of believers who are saying 4 to 10 people to, if you are not denying Jesus or to show that Jesus is king. As fantastic as that is nonsense when it comes to real lasting change. God is not behind propaganda. Is that okay now? It is not as many 20 people that can type amen here. They are the one show that Jesus is greater by the devil than the devil by sharing this post. That's just somebody behind the keypad who have no knowledge of scriptures, who wants his page to spread. And many times we get this kind of things from our parents at home and say, please forward it on time. Yes. Amen. God is not a child. It is not your ability to forward a post that makes him supreme over the devil. Is that okay now? You can forward the post and one nonsense demon still comes to rape you at night. You see. God is not dumb. Say it, God is not dumb. Say it again, God is not dumb. Now, not only am I going to teach you tonight, I'm going to impart you. Alright? And I've been crying to God to cause it that is anointing to break out. And to do things with exceptional wisdom will rest upon everyone. Can I hear amen to that? Are you aware that ultimately, even after we have talked about diligence, excellence, and all those things, you can be diligently poor. If the spiritual force that raised men is not on you, diligence is not an advantage. Oh, you didn't hear that. Hold on. What do you think is the crux of this thing? Have you seen people that have powerful ideas? Huh? Talk to me. But their idea is not amounting to anything important. Because without the divine force that prospers men, it's a waste of time. It's the one that gives people power to prosper. Are you aware? that it takes power to prosper. The reason why I'm telling you this is that in your intelligence, don't ignore God. If you ignore him, you have been robbed, sir. And you will only discover that the moment a man, let me tell you, there are different definitions for pride. One of those definitions is that you decide to ignore God. The moment you decide that, the system fights you. Everything called lifting fights a proud man. Because he gives grace to the humble and resists who? The proud. So when you walk in arrogance, your enemy is not the devil, your enemy is God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? Say, you have to tell yourself again and again, as smart as I may be, I can't do well without God. I can't. I just can't. So in all your ways, acknowledge him. Write down your proposal, then pray like you have not written anything smart. Then write the smart things like you don't have prayer life. Is that okay now? I see God lifting men. Now, do you believe that? Now, let me say this to you. That in less than 10 years from now, there are many of you who will be representing God from powerful corridors of power. Amen. Hey, despise not the days of little beginning. Sometimes a person may be small, but there's something big on the life. And sometimes you may be big, but there's nothing on your life. If you are small and there's something big on your life, you are big. But if you are big, there's nothing on your life, you are small. Something is coming upon your life. Now, hey, please know this, that these teachings we have in this house, we are not teaching for knowledge, sir. We are teaching for making. That the spirit behind this thing comes upon men. From this season, you just notice that your ability to be creative goes to another level. And now you will not just create what you will not get value for in return. The corresponding grace that lifts men from the dunghill comes upon your life. Now let me say this to you. Whatever is settled in heaven is settled. It is settled in heaven that you can't remain small. And we empower the force of that word. Now let this ring well in your heart. There's nobody among you here that will beg to eat. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? You will not become slave to your mate. The grace needed to rise. That in this season, now hold on a minute. Jesus finished what he went to do in the wilderness. And scripture says that his fame was noised abroad. And in Luke 4 from verse 18, scripture says that he picked the scriptures, verse 17, to read according to his custom. And he began to quote out that the spirit of the Lord is upon me, quoting from Isaiah. And scripture said what he did was according to his custom. But that day he did it with a different force. When this grace comes, it is not like you change work. But the force that brings result is different. The same thing, different impact. And I ask that the grace that changed the stories of men and bring people who have no similitude with greatness and bring them into establishment, that grace comes upon you. Now, there's an operation upon this house you have to be careful and be conscious of, and that's the audacity of faith. From now, the spirit of timidity and fear dies a natural death. Now hear me. The kind of result that nobody has seen in your house. Sir, the race is not to the swift. That's what scripture says. Fast people don't always win this race, sir. But when that hand comes upon a man, he outruns chariots. I ask the divine advantage that gives men speed comes upon your life. From today, you begin to get higher level of result and productivity. It is done. Amen. Now please be seated for a while. Praise God. Say it again, consciousness. You can't feel it. You can't infiltrate a system with just intelligence. You need consciousness. Listen to me. If you are getting into a sector and the only thing you seem to have is the fact that I can do it better than the rest, that is not a strategic place to be. Not just that, but there is a hand upon my life that has ushered me here, and that's the hand of favor. That's the hand of grace. Do you know that excellence is in two levels? First, it can be learned. It can be developed. But there's also something called excellent spirit. Now, you don't understand what that means. When it becomes spiritual, it means the activity and the result is coordinated by God. When excellent spirit speaks it upon a man, when he speaks, everyone gives ears and listen. Excellent spirit is finding a way to your life. Yeah. Now I'd like to beg us all to submit to divine protocol. Alright? Submit to the consciousness that I might have skill, but those skill without grace is useless. I'm conscious of this. Number one, God cannot fail. Number two, anything else I know without God is zero. Okay now. Put your right hand on your head. From today, you function under a new grace. Yeah. And a new anointing. Yeah. The operations of the Spirit upon your life begins to get deepened. Yeah. Now there's somebody here who has a very rich project on your table as we speak. And there's a need for the project to be financed. I see help coming. Yeah. I see help coming. Yeah. Strategically. Yeah. Amen. Now put your hands down. I think I was sharing the story. The last prayer meeting came here to hold. One of my spiritual sons was here. He has a project that required $40,000. And he just cried to God, you can do this now. I'm tired of going from pillar to post. And declared it vehemently and then went to bed. And he woke up with a mail. $24,000 has been sent for the project. Things are only difficult when God is not involved. Some of you don't even look like people who share in this belief. But to as many as believe that there's a grace upon my life, I speak it, it won't fall to the ground. Before this year runs out, God will send men that will finance his operation upon your life. You won't struggle. It is done. Amen. Now, be seated. Now, that being said, as a foundation for us to be aware that, sir, if grace is on a person, that's when people feel he can speak well. When you speak well and eloquently without grace, they say your grammar is too much. You need to see the struggle that comes upon men when God is not involved. You won't struggle. Yeah. Now I'm going to be having declarations that the spirit behind this teaching will envelope somebody. Yeah. So, apostles in the marketplace needs to infiltrate systems. And you cannot infiltrate or get into a system you consider demonic. No, you can't. You have to change your mindset and understand that if there's darkness anywhere, it's because light is absent, and get light there. All right? And you have to understand that to infiltrate system, you need skills. All right? Yes, you need the anointing, but you also need skills. David was anointed, 1 Samuel 16 from 12. God spoke to Samuel specifically, this is him, arise, anoint him. And he was anointed. 1 Samuel 16 from verse 14. The Spirit of God departed from Saul, evil spirit began to torment him. A new king has been anointed, but the entry into the palace will not be through his sword. It will be through the skillfulness of his hand to play upon the harp. God had greater intentions and greater things he wanted to do, but sir, skillfulness in something. Now, what do you have that God can anoint? It can't just be a prayer life. He will always demand for something. What do you have that I can use? What do you have? Now, we have to understand that faith without works is dead. True or not true? Work without faith is also dead. Are you aware? In every situation in your life, give God something to increase. Don't be the Christian they will ask, what are you doing now? And say nothing. Then what should he bless? Are you following what I'm saying here? That's how to be strategic. Even Moses will not be used by God to that extent. But God asked him, what do you have in your hands? Sir, what you have is enough. With his own grace, powerful. So you need to get into systems. You need skills. Then you also need to be relational. Because somebody will need to speak about you to the king. Though you have anointing for the palace, but you need a gatekeeper. And, sir, let me counsel you. Even if you are a celebrity, learn to exchange contact. Don't be so broke, you don't even have people. All right? And the children of darkness are wise in these things most times than children of light. They know where to be. They know how to get there. They know how to relate. In case you are looking for your pitch, you must have the skill of selling your market in 30 seconds. How to speak to anyone anywhere. Because you don't know who will speak about you to the king. At least do your part well. True or not true? Do your part well. Do your part well. How many people know that you are doing what you are doing? Now, permit me to use this example. Sometimes, and I know, I mean, just permit me, it's just the easiest I can find. You display your good on your WhatsApp contact. The things you are putting there, do you have strategic contacts there? At least, even if they can't afford it, somebody who can speak to anyone who will. Stop looking down on people. There are people who are we may not open the door, but they know the one who has the key. Alright? And I've requested, ladies, after service, somebody just saying, hello, how are you doing? Hey, I'm Engejo! Engejo. What you are thinking on that head, marriage. So, guys have no other usefulness. You either marry me or we are enemies. Yeah, yeah. And guys too, so we can balance it. You don't know what's coming. gbogbo ejo dije. You will so eat your destiny helper. All the people that have the key to open your door, they are your ex. Looking for a way you will fall down at all means. Wake up. This thing make people smosa. You just be shrinking. If they are not your ex, you have asked this one out. They've given you no. Apologies if you just received a no. I don't know what's going on. Praise God. You see, I think I saw a video today of a guy that was asking a girl out about a mall or something. The girl slapped him. I propose. You saw it too. Okay. They just won't stop. Tomorrow shop right again. Why? Picture is circulating online. Ah, Ojola. Sir, he doesn't need divine intelligence to know a girl that will give you yes or no. Let's leave you guys. Praise God. Now, take relationships serious at every level. That's the truth. You don't know who has the key to your next phase. Write it in capital letter. This attitude of day your day, my day my day. Better be careful. Amen. You need the wisdom to infiltrate what? Systems. You need help. Somebody needs to speak about you in those systems. Somebody needs to know what you are doing. Alright? Know how to pitch what you are doing. Praise God. Alright? What's the second operation we told you? Manifestation. Now, I'm going to have to embolden you now. It is easier to manifest in church than to manifest outside. Are you aware? That grace God has placed upon your life, He didn't put it there for you to cover it up. If you have solution, speak. It is the one who solves it that will be rewarded. That's the truth. Alright? So, manifest. Let your light so shine. Nobody who is wise lights a lamp and put under a bushel. Are you following what I'm saying here? Gentleness is a fruit of the spirit. Powerful. But when it comes to destiny, it is the one who sells his market that will be regarded. Tell your own stories. Speak up. Solve the problems. All these shy. So, once you have infiltrated a system, you can't be too gentle with the solutions trapped within you. You need to speak up. And I've said this to you several times. That at the end of people's life, their greatest regret is about what they didn't do. Some of the things that you have as your excuse today, we hold no water tomorrow. They hold no water. I don't know what somebody would think. What makes you feel everybody is thinking about you? I don't know what they may see me as. Sir, let me say this to you. Anybody who can't give you food when you are hungry, as long as your hustle is legitimate, don't let them deter you from doing what you are doing. Even if what you are selling is underwear, sell it, sir. Are you following what I'm saying? As long as you are not stealing, do what you are doing with boldness. You send too many people who don't send you. Too many people. Now, many of you ought to have been greater than this, but you just won't write what God says you write. Many windows of destiny has been opened. You've written it. You canceled it again. I have not released any book. I have my pastors who have released books. And they tell me, sir, destiny don't wait for anybody. As God pleased on your heart, then go ahead and manifest it. And do it. And let it spread. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let nobody intimidate you. Let nobody make you feel you are not good enough for what you are doing. You deserve the best in this life. Manifest it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Say it loud and clear. I refuse to be timid. Say it with boldness. Now, let me say this to you. In this house, we're as bold as lions. We may be gentle, but there's something deep that is lion about what we carry. Are you following what I'm saying here? You just feel too small for some kind of manifestation. Every time you are thinking about your age, that is a setup to make you too old for it also. And most of the things that is happening is because of the environment. You've not had anyone who is 23 and doing well around you. That's why at 27 you feel you are too young. You feel you are too young. I know this environment can speak, sir. Environment has a voice. I said, you just notice all the revelation and instructions you are receiving. It is to the level of people's performance in that environment. You just won't see beyond something that will make you get 20,000 in a month as a business. Something is wrong with you. You just won't be able to strive for more. I was watching a program. I don't want to mention the name. And then they were advising the woman. They said, the business you have brought for us to invest in, if you have up to 3 million people, then it will get our attention. Say, but you have about 3,000 people. You have to go and work more. I said, that's how to think. Now, many of you need to get out of your environment. If not, you will never rise. Nobody is doing well. In fact, you are the best there. Nobody. Sometimes you have to journey far from where things are not working. So you get to another place where you were the best in your own village. So you get to another place where even the least is your mentor. You are inspired. And it's a true statement. When you stop being inspired, you expire. Because you just be redundant. You are not thinking straight. Sir, in this city, an average workshop opens around 10 to 11. 9 o'clock, even more, self, they are still struggling to sweep the floor. Why can't you cash in on that? And make your millions before they wake up. Because a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms. So poverty will come upon you like a bandit. All these bandits, like their sins, book of Proverbs. Sir, bandit kidnap, poverty also kidnap. You don't know. Poverty kidnaps. Now, there is nothing, it doesn't matter what anybody have to say, sir. There is nothing divine, there is nothing beautiful, there is nothing fine, there is nothing fantastic about poverty. The fact that you are looking at something you want to do and you are handicapped because there is no resources. Either relatively or absolutely. There's nothing nice. When you have absolute poverty, you can't afford basic need. When you have relative poverty, you can't afford more than basic need. Food, clothing, and shelter. The rest, you have to wait. Now, are you aware that there are things that will die in you naturally when you change environment once? Sir, I'm still insisting that your problem is that all your age mates around here are not doing well. And you have one or guy that is at least 10 years older than you and is also not doing fine. You have to stop seeing them. If you are going to help them, refuse to see them. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, be aware that your time is counting. And you will not always be this fresh. Just take a look at yourself from 5 years ago. There's been some changes now. Some of you probably didn't have beards then. There's been some changes. And those boys asking for biscuits will begin to ask for laptop. And your stories will no longer hold water. Nobody was there for you. Now you'll be old enough to be there for yourself. What have you done? Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't trade pity where you should trade value. Mature. Mature. You have left the age where your stories are valid. Now you are in season of accountability and manifestation. Refuse to be trapped. Refuse to be kept down. Praise God. And that's why in this ministry, either style prophecy or whatever thing, we don't keep people down. We don't stop people from doing what God wants them to do. We are too conscious of the level of God's grace upon this ministry that if anybody needs to travel, we believe it is God expanding us. Move. I have never, I will never do that. But I see powerful things rising from within you. Now, you are not saying that amen like you should. There are some of you here who are due for your own album, but you just won't sing it. No, you won't. Why? Did you become too old to sing? There are things you have to get done before you marry. It is important they are achieved, sir, before you marry. Because things are going to get so busy. Marriage is powerful, sir, but your life is beyond that. Don't pause your manifestation until you say, I do. You may never do it. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? While we are all in this city, we need to get out of this city in our mind and conquer it. Conquer it. Conquer it. Anybody who wants little out of life can be weaponized. Anyone who wants just little can be what? Weaponized. And that's what is happening in the north. We have children who are giving birth to the inheritance from their father's house is plate and spoon. Food, go and get it outside. So they wake up desiring just daily bread. It is not difficult for anyone to give them extreme belief about their religion, and they will cut any head for the daily bread. Are you following what I'm saying there? Praise God. Something is arising within you tonight. Those lepers were sitting at the gate. Prophecy went out. It was lepers that said, why sit waiting? We die. Not soldiers. Not anyone from the palace. The day you believe is your day. I wish somebody would see this. That, you know, one of the ways we know a madman is free is the day he say, what am I doing here? I pray that the veil covering you from... Now, many people are busy engaging in activity sponsored by demons daily. They just won't stop. They lock themselves up in some room. Life is happening. The process of life is passing. The season to do those things is going. But they just can't see it. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, gone. Now there are stories. Reasons why they couldn't get this done. I ask, every veil covering your eyes falls off. You will not live a veiled living. It occurs to you that you have been sitting on too much. Sir, life does not make demand where God has not put supply, sir. He put it there. All we have to do is to see these things. If any man gets to heaven poor, it will be because they ignored what God put inside. You will not be small. Yeah. Now, please be seated. Now, somebody is saying somewhere that why is it that they are emphasizing on rising this church? It must be that you are not in this country. So a presidential aspirant was saying that the reason you have to pick so and so person is because there is no competent Christian. That's the lie of the devil. Now that's a slap on our face. And we need to... When Haman said he will destroy the Jews, they had two strategic people. Number one, they had the people that were praying and fasting. But that prayer and fasting will be useless if there is no Esther in the palace. What Esther will do in the palace, sir, alone, because of the strategic placement, is more than what 10,000 people will do protesting. So when one person is strategically positioned, the fellow will have the faith of more than 10,000 people. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the reason we are telling you this is that even if you have decided to die small, this rising thing is beyond you. There are destinies that will be wasted and people will never see the light of the day if you don't manifest. The earnest expectation of creation eagerly wait for the manifestation of sons. And scripture says that creation wait for sons to declare their sonship. It is beyond what you have in your pot of soup. How many meat can you finish? We are talking about greatness, talking about your belly. Greatness is bigger than that. The only people who are in school as we speak are in school because of people who built private universities. Some churches saw beyond clapping of hands. Now somebody look at churches now and say, why are they emphasizing on blessing? Because that's the way. There is no... Now, let me say this to you. There is no guarantee that without the intervention of God, the Muslim you are saying will not win. You know what that means? If we don't rise, sir, liberation might see before. So, it is important that specific individuals rise. My heart is heavy. I never teach anything from my head. I feel the pain of what I'm saying. Please listen. Is that okay now? Now don't just hear these words and say I'm inspired. You are inspired to do what? The end of inspiration is not excitement, it's activity. I see God sending you help. Don't keep quiet with what God has trapped within you. Don't keep quiet. Manifest. Manifest. You need to manifest your superior wisdom. You need to manifest the greater intelligence of God upon your life. Please manifest. Now, let me say this to you. Scripture says that a poor man is even hated by his own brethren. Poverty has no economic advantage. Hello, sir. I say poverty has no economic importance. That's the truth. Ah, my God. Ah, give me Obadiah chapter number 1. The last two verses. Obadiah chapter number 1. The last two verses. And the kapati kan de kapalai. And the kaban de krati boshan de kabaladiai. Men de kaputush. Rahan de kabila. It says, and the captivity of the host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanite and even unto Zarephath. And the captivity of Jerusalem which is in Shepherd shall possess the cities of the south. Verse 21 now. And what? Saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. And they will judge the tyranny of Esau. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's. I saw a video today, a picture of a young man celebrating the birthday of a boy he found on the street. He's matured now, well taken care of. There are people that will waste and they will say God brought it. If you don't have the advantage to plug in. Let your interest change. If the devil push you to waste your time, let him know he's just using you to get at millions. Don't waste your time. It's beyond you. Fast, sir. Pray. Study. Take that form for masters. Do it. Those men ask, why sit we here till we die? There's nothing more dangerous like hope. The thought and the belief that tomorrow can be better by itself. By itself. All I have to do is just expect. Expect what? Things change when good men rise. There's a rat then in Kano that will eat people. They can just wake up and so that part of their leg has been eaten. But they will never know. Because as it is eating you, it is blowing you. That's the way the devourer operates. It gives you something that gives you a measure of convenience. And then eat more. Then give you something. Getting satisfied at every level. Now understand that there's a difference between contentment and having no expectation out of life. Some people are not contented, they just don't have any expectation out of life. That's demonic. I said that's demonic. Sir, Jesus died. It took somebody who was blessed to be able to bring the body out so that the narrative of the gospel can be believed. You have little role to play. If all, let's leave it. One of the reasons why the fathers in the body of Christ are fathers is because not just that they are old, they have results to show. In this kind of country, somebody has the boldness of Bishop Oyedepo without the result, they will arrest him. True or not true? Sir, if you are bold without corresponding result, you may be foolish. Kilo bojule. I am saying the grace of God will begin to show you exactly what to do. Am I overstretching this? We're all in this together now. Talk to me. I have things I can't say because we're on air. Now, look at it. Isaiah chapter number 60, start the reading from verse 1. Isaiah chapter number 60, verse 1. Rakaten baka filai, rande kaputush. Arise, what? Talk to me now. For your light is, sir, you are not shining, not because your light has not come. It is come. When you arise, you discover. Your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Yes? For behold, quickly now, darkness, deep darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The beauty of light is known when darkness is doing its worst. No nation should have it darker than this. True or not true? Except you want to have Sri Lanka experience. Now, let me say this to you. If this country is not hijacked by the force of God, the same thing that happened in Afghanistan will happen. When you hear bandit have usurped government and all airports shut down. We have been strategically rounded here. There is a need for sons in the military, sons in the legislative authority, sons. We need sons! How dare you say that's not what the church will do? The church will be rounded up and all your hope of whoever dies in one day. I'm telling you, this administration can hand over power. They are getting one of the most fanatic support of jihad as a vice president. If anything happens with this country, we are in the hand of a jihadist. We have people who are in charge of vital information who have secrets of real involvement with terrorists. 400 sponsors of Boko Haram were found, but they cannot be prosecuted. And you sit down there and you believe you'll be able to sit in the comfort of your church for long. When powerful terrorists are kept in prison and all of them escaped. And just 2 days before then, 1,600 terrorists were said to be reintroduced to the society. And most of whom are given automatic ticket to the military. The country is gradually coming under the hand of terrorists. We need sons who have the spirit of Jehu. We need Azrael here. This is not going to continue for as long as you have it. What do you think? That the best we will now be able to do is that we'll do congregational prayer. Do you think God is so dumb? That is his strategy. We need voices here. Yeah. People need to rise. Now, if you like, run to America and hide. You will not be at peace to see your home born and your parents being caught from their guts. You won't smile now. Never you think Nigeria cannot be Islamized. It can. Many countries that thought they could not were. Ilorin was hijacked from the West. It will be amazing how you look at Ilorin and say it's not. The seven churches Jesus sent letter to, they are all Islamic nations now. What do you mean? There's a need for light to shine now. I said there's a need for light to shine. I said there's a need for light to shine. Whatever you can do about 2023, do, sir. If God is inspiring you to create video that will pull massive, do it. Evil persists when good men are idle and quiet. This is not the season where silence is wisdom. Let's know where you stand. Don't disguise. Let's know where you... And I bless God for CAN and PFN. Saying clearly. And this, clearly. We are not going to support Muslim ticket. If all our power ends with microphone, we are finished. Praise God. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, call upon my name, I will come down from heaven. I will heal their lands. I don't know how you are sleeping well, but what I'm saying is very real to me, sir. Very real. How do you tell me deadly terrorists all escaped from a prison? And the next thing we saw was that they were giving ultimatum to churches in Abuja to shut down. We have never seen it this dark. We have never seen it this bad. And yet, in the midst of this great darkness, it is not self-manifesting. The advantage it has was that light didn't shine. What we have now is beyond getting your PVC. You, Christian, that you are in charge of polling booth, polling unit, that you are in the police force, all of you here now, refuse to allow people buy vote. If they buy vote using you in the force, using your name, coppers, you have sold your future. Anywhere you go for impartation, it will not work. Because you sold the entire nation together. And you will suffer.
for it, you will suffer and you will not find help. Now I speak these words all over this nation. Don't sell us. Consider those who died in a war. Look at the youth wasted, answers. About to go into something messy and bloody. And you sit down there in your uniform and you watch them sell this nation again. And you go to a church and do Thanksgiving. Anybody who wants nation to go down, we go down with it. Because those who are in charge of INEC officials, they are believers, sir. Sarah, all of them, like, they are there. The coppers, are they not Christians? And you come back and say, no job. You will not find any. If you sell this country, you are grounded. You go down.
Amen.
These men are not that powerful, except we fail at our own different locations. We need men who say, if I die, I die. I'm not selling any vote. Those who are selling vote, are they wearing hijab? Or you didn't see what happened at Ekiti? Are they wearing hijab? No, you are traveling on train Lagos Ibadan because you think you are fine. Those days are upon us. Unless we know that this is a matter of life and death. 2023 is a major time. And we have to win before that time comes. Just one knockout punch is enough. Are you following? You are coppers. You have coppers here. You have people who are, your family members are INEC. He joined them to rig election, send money to you. You are sharing testimony of divine favor. You have not been favored, you've just been cursed. Because those who have part in, now you are taking the blood of people who died. And that's how cheap you are, 5,000. To sell another 8 years. And the longer they stay, the more difficult it is to take over. Between now and another 8 years, you know how many Boko Haram members will be in the military. We are looking at a country that is going down with fast momentum. You just think it's about sitting here and boasting about your what you have. You need to wake up. A very tough time ahead of us. Don't just talk about praying for Nigeria, pray. How many of you, we have police officers in this ministry? Huh? We have coppers now. This is not the time for you as a copper to say, I'm not going to work with INEC. Work, sir. We need you there. Work! We need you there. And stand your ground. We bless you. Pray for you also. And nobody will test any bullet on your head. But if you keep quiet and you don't go, they can still kill you in your sleep. True or not true? All this buying this, it's because believers accept now. Huh? All these people have churches. As the church goes, so goes the society. Pastors of every church will rise and place curse on anybody who sell their vote. Majestic one. You sell your vote, you die there. All those mama who have collected kungu of rice, go and return it now. You have your grandparents in the village, they're about to collect rice. Take care of them so you don't need the rice. Take care of them so they don't need the rice. If you go to your family house now, we are seeing different pictures of different, all the rice they collected for over 4 elections now. They are there. Need to you go home and take the oil and say, I'm going to school. That's no oil. That's fire. Praise God. Now, look at the countless number of lives that have gone. And most of these are happening because believers are not standing their ground. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't sell your vote, sir. What did I say? If you sell your vote and testify of divine, what's it called? Favor. Leprosy is real. Very real. That's not divine favor. That's murder. You have just killed an entire nation, including the children in your loins. It's so painful my daughter will know who is in charge now. I didn't pray that I will give birth to a child who will know about these guys. But here we are. But our prayer now is that their own children would not see these terrible days. Because it would have changed it. Praise God. Is somebody getting blessed? We have a major battle ahead of us. is not the days to be timid. Get up. Get up. This country is bleeding. Fast. It is amazing how you recover and move on. This country is bleeding bad. Nigeria is in pain. It is this dark showing that there is a need for more suns to rise. Now, I believe that God can raise sons who single-handedly will be so blessed they can sponsor awareness in different nooks and crannies on reasons why you should not sell your vote. Saindomi is what they are giving our grandparents in Domi to eat with which teeth? The people you took all their past. Rice now. If you are doing fine, your grandma will not be collecting rice now. True or not true? Ah. So when we are talking about sons, this is a perfect time. It's a perfect time. Oh Lord, help us. Is there somebody here with a burning cry? I say, Lord, use me now. Use me for this nation. Use me. You are not crying well. Use me. Not in my lifetime. Will the evil persist, Lord? Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Praise God. Now, is somebody getting blessed here? Are you sure? Alright, so sons needs to manifest what we carry. Genesis 39 from verse 4 to 6. Describe Joseph, the slave in the house of Potiphar. But scripture says that the hand of God was upon him, so he prospered in all that he did. As a trademark now. He prospered by the finger of God upon him. Somebody is prospering in what he's doing. In the name of Jesus. I say somebody is prospering in what he's doing. Now, one of the things Potiphar described about Joseph was that there's nothing you put in his hands that dies. And that same track record David had. Nothing dies in my hands. Say that nothing dies in my hands. I'm not a failure. Nothing dies in my hands. Anything I touch thrives. Nothing dies in my hands. And this country is going to work in our lifetime. Now, say that amen like one who knows it. Listen to me. Whether you believe a party has structure or no structure, God has structure. And it's a slap on your face, sir, as a Christian. If they say there's no competent Christian in the whole of this nation. International observers are not coming to help Nigeria. It is estimated now in the next 7 years, world population should increase in a crazy amount. And Nigeria is among the first 7 countries causing that population explosion. So they need to reduce you. They need you to be poor, battered, to keep asking for help. If you are not poor, United Nations has no job. So you have to be small for them to be working. Now somebody is saying that Nigeria should actually be benefiting now that petrol in the world has skyrocketed. I say we are not selling petrol, we are selling crude oil. Nobody can refine this whole nation. with all this wealth, we sell that one per barrel, then buy back. Even a fool won't think like this. And there are people who are blessed and intelligent and can handle this nation. Some of the best head of organizations are here. We have the worst thinking people in charge of government. When the righteous rule, people rejoice. Are you rejoicing now? I don't know how this sounds. Maybe it just sounds like another good preaching, but this beyond that. Bleeding here, man. Praise God. We need revival. It is beyond tongues, in sectors, private and public. All the schools that churches found have been told now that they can use hijab. Who can go and teach ERS, MCRS at Islamic schools? But this is what you have when you keep quiet. But there's a spirit coming into this country. And even in the face of gun and bullet, people will refuse to be intimidated. I see the largest crowd that's ever gathered to clamor for a change rising. And every effort to scatter them will not work. Some of them will be paid to work against their people, but they'll be fished out. I've said it before, that where we are in terms of prophecy in the past is 1993. But it depends on who becomes, who can't enter. Let's leave it. Timidity is not wisdom in the corridors of power. You need to be as bold as a lion. You have to learn how to manifest in the midst of hostility and pride and strife. In the midst of hatred and conspiracy. Power is not given, it is taken. So you have to know how to manifest. I watched the primaries when the vice president was giving his speech. I've got the kind of propaganda. Say Judas, betrayer, this, that. One of us even went there, one of our fathers. And they kept calling his name intentionally, very annoying way. I said, no vote. Zero vote. No vote. Otito. But you see, those are parables to us that we don't have a say. How many of our own do we have among the delegates? Because we have to be strategic in our next line of action. We need delegates who are going there with fasting. When Jehu was sent to go and bring the hand of Jezebel, Jezebel knew that all she needed to do was to stand before a mirror and address her face and look at, all she needs to do is to wink at you once and look at Jehu. And Jehu said, look at us. The men that are sent on this mission are eunuchs. The part that will respond to this nonsense was cut off. That was the qualification for this mission. We need people who can say, your money perish with you. Son, sir, manifest, not the one cutting corners. You say you are an apostle in the marketplace, you're a lecturer. People in the world are sleeping with girls to give mark. You are doing the same thing. You are not. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a pretender. You say you are a posting in the marketplace, a police officer. When you are broke, you go and raid people. And you collect money from their hands. And you come to church, you are doing, lift up holy hands. There's nothing holy about the hand. It has a reward of unjust gains. If you represent Jesus, do so in integrity. do so in integrity of heart. If you have falsified your age to get that job, go and repent. We can't do what the world is doing and claim that we are better. Praise God. All right. So we have the first operation, which is to manifest, and the second operation, first operation to infiltrate, the second which is to manifest. The third is to model. To model in this regard talks about becoming a worthy example. So I said that the balance of your rejoicing should not just be about the fact that you are able to make your organization start in morning prayer. That alone will not make you a correct model. But when it comes to leading the team that is bringing the highest productivity, you are the same person. Then they will say, whatever this fellow is doing in that prayer, let's also join. Are you following what I'm saying here? Not that you are the one who is leading them in prayers at your place of work, but you are still the most underperforming worker. Nobody can model anything with failure. Failure is an orphan. Failure is an orphan. It is strategic to succeed. Very strategic. Is that okay? Succeed. So we have to model God's superior wisdom. We have to model the principle and the life of the kingdom. If you look at Daniel chapter number 1, scripture says, Daniel proposed in his heart with his brethren not to defile himself with the king's portion. And they requested from the butler, the chief butler, that allow us to take vegetable and water. And the man said, if I allow you to take this, if you appear before the king and you are looking worse than your fellow, they will cut my head off. And he said, try me now and my friends 10 days. And when they tried them 10 days, they were 10 times better. And when they completed that period, scripture says that there is none found like Daniel, Mishael, and Azariah in all matters of wisdom, in science, and all the matters. They were perfect above the rest. So don't just stand out. Stand out with excellence. Stand out well. Nobody is going to be blackmailed with the fact that you are representing Jesus with Odo. Stand out well. Be rounded with superior intelligence. Praise God. Be rounded. If you're a Christian worker, artisan, use the best material. Whatever they pay you money to get is what you should get. Don't build houses that will collapse and kill people. And say maybe it's your enemy. No, it's you first. Praise God. And in Daniel chapter number 2, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And called his wise men. And said, anyone amongst you who can tell me this dream and tell me the meaning of this dream. Alright, if you are not able to do so, I cut your head off. And when they were, now look at what the wise men said. They said, there's none. No king has ever requested for what you are requesting for. It is unsaid. Then 2, nobody can get this done. Nobody can. Nobody that was there within your dreamland. Nobody can do this. Tell us this dream. We'll tell you the meaning. The king said never. In fact, go and kill all these wise people. They have no use. Including Daniel. Because there are water that will carry you to if you don't rise. Ah. It will carry you to. Don't just say I'm an exception. Except what? They went ahead and tell the king that, listen, the only person who can tell you your dream and the interpretation is the gods. And the dwelling of the gods is not amongst men. Fantastic statement. It shows that as far as human knowledge is concerned, you are already at the end of your road. Best time for sons to be manifested. You can't be stranded with the rest. And Daniel came and requested, give us time. And he didn't say I may. God began to give sons spirit of audacity. He said, I will tell the king his dream and the interpretations thereof. And he went to call his friends. And he said, let's pray. How do you go and pray that God should reveal a dream somebody else had and the meaning? They that do know their God shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. And they came and tell the king the dream and the interpretation. And it was until then that the king now said, indeed, the God of Daniel is the God of gods. The Lord over all lords is above all. And he bowed first to even, king don't bow to anybody. It's part of the coronation rite. But he bowed to worship Daniel. So in Daniel 3, when he now said everybody should bow to his statue, already true result, he has lifted himself above those who should bow. So you can see report of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So results are in levels. You can bear some kind of result, but you are still facing some kind of reproach. But there are results you get that you are above the zone of reproach. Best among the best. Praise God. So we have the responsibility to model what is correct and to model what is right. That's our assignment. That's our job. We have to do simple things extraordinarily. We have to disciple men with everything possible. We have to model Christ in everything. We have to. We have to. We have to model what is correct. We have to model what is right. It is important if you are in sectors where they hate you, make it difficult for them to find anything against you. Not like they are checking the records and they see that you have falsified this. You withdrew certain money and there was no accountability for it. Something was kept in your hand, you spent it, but you kept quiet. Alright? Start from where you are. Start from there. And I've said this again and again that anybody who has no integrity with money should not be trusted with women. If money is not safe in your hands, God's daughters are not. The same thing it takes to steal, the same thing it takes to touch them. Integrity is rounded. It's not in one part. Are you following what I'm saying now? You can't be born again with your pocket, but not born again with your zip. Be balanced in the boat. Let these people find ways to look for anything against you and not see. Are you aware there are people who need validation of their wrong ways by seeing you do something wrong? By seeing you say something wrong? By seeing you act something wrong? There are times people smile, you don't smile. Because that smile means you validated what they did. There are conversations you should be able to have around me as a model. There are conversations people should stop. Now there are discussions we will be having. The fact that you are passing and they continue to show something is wrong with you. It shows something is wrong with you. You don't just say, don't you know I'm here? How come they have the liver to continue? You were never there, sir. You are not there in integrity. Praise God. You are a believer. You have Christians. Your roommate. But when his girlfriend come, you excuse them. Now, I went to stay with one of my brothers. It was his house. I had a meeting that time. And the fiancé was around. I called him. I said, so if I didn't come, is that both of you will be here? He said, no. I said, all right. They lie down beside each other and we're talking. 10 o'clock, this girl is not. So I went to lie down beside the both of them. Between them. I laid down. He was chewing his teeth. I didn't send him. I didn't send him. Oh boy, I'm here. I'm going to help you preserve this testimony, whether you like it or not. I am. God sent me here, indeed. Praise God. They were angry. I didn't send you, honestly. I don't. I've never left the room for any boy and girl to talk. Why? Are you married? You always leave room. You say you are looking for pure power, pure water up and down. You are a liar. You are a liar. So you leave now in your mind, holy mind. They were praying. Ongbadra. Say, I trust them too much. Yeah. That's how you trust yourself. Now, I don't even know if you're about to excuse somebody tonight. Sit down there, my friend. And begin to play messages that talk about hellfire. You know, there are messages you play that the spirit of immorality flies out. flies out. Play Brogbile. Daddy Kumuyi's message. Just now increase the volume and do as if you didn't know. And leave it there. Praise God. One time like that, one of my friends, the fiancé came. We paid for the house rent together. And they expected me to leave. Go where? Oh boy. The worst that will happen is that I wear earpiece. And I've never worn earpiece and play music. I'm hearing what you say. What do you mean? Talk what you talk here. They end up going outside and sitting inside the sun. Correct. It will take a madman to do anything there. Are you following what I'm saying? If you have somebody like me, you won't like me. But your body is doing one kind. So, I beg now, just 1 minute. Oh boy, don't be here. Don't empower people to sin. Don't empower them. Now, I know these words are not falling to the ground. There's somebody somewhere here who needs to hear this. Praise God. You have a friend. The boyfriend came. Rain is falling. Sleep between them. And play message till daybreak. Lawrence, all your mark candles. Saturate the atmosphere. Praise God. Excuse our brethren. Always excusing them. That's why you are single. I don't know what you are talking about. Don't you know you can be in a relationship and you are dating yourself? That's worse. So. The day you say you are not doing it again, the fellow just says since. It's now you know. Everything law. Now, hear me. Let me say this and leave it there. Sometimes you have a group of friends. And everybody is just taken. Rejoice not yet. Only God knows the future. That's the truth. Only God does. The last person to be taken might be the first person to get married. Just one person comes after this person. And that's it. Who told you that if you sacrifice a man sexually, you are not married to? Just have distorted thinking. Since the day they asked you out, sense flight, flew away. Not thinking well again. And say you are a Christian. Stop that. He will not marry you. In Jesus' name. Amen. There are brothers who are looking for girls to sleep with. There are sisters who are looking for boys to sleep with them, sir. True or not true? And all of you are looking at me like you have no idea of what I'm saying. But foolishness disappears tonight. It's like you don't like this gospel. All of a sudden, silence everywhere. Let me say it again in case you didn't hear. Stop leaving the room for anybody. Even if you think that you are the one squatting in the house, except if you are staying with a tyrant. Pelu is a true Christian. So I don't think he's right. They now push you to the passage. Kill him, mosquito up and down. That's why it's good God to bless you so you can be in a strategic position too. And then they give you money. Baramagiwajo. Praise God. I see somebody being rescued from a terrible mistake. Amen. Now, say that amen well. Amen. I see somebody being delivered. Amen. You know, this is how I say this thing, like nobody is here that is concerned. And every time you see somebody is there. I was in Enugu and God spoke to me that there's a pastor who didn't come for the meeting. Because you won't get special seat. Well, you are here today. Last warning. You see. There are things you will not even think the fellow, anybody will think like that. Ania. Ania. My God. I don't know who is connected to somebody with that condition now. But I see the hand of God making amendment in that person's body. Yeah. Now let me quickly wrap this up so I can pray for you. Be very sensitive. And the last operation of apostles in the marketplace, discipleship. After they have infiltrated, manifested, and modeled Christ. The end of it is that you point men, you disciple them. Matthew 28 from verse 18, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And verse 19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Look at it, verse 19 now. So what? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. There are teachings that are effortless when you have done well. Is that okay now? Is that clear enough? Effortlessly done. Somebody can come to the organization with the idea of sleeping with girls and on the basis of God's grace, excellence upon your life to model what is correct. Your family is fine. Now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because the Lord asked me to speak about family. Now, we are in the days where families must have cultures and values. Money can change the trajectory of your home. Money. Make sure there are things that will never leave this house. Culture that will never die. Values that will never go down. And they look at you, you are young, handsome, and yet husband of one wife. Are you aware it is not swag or style to be involved with different girls? That's a way to waste your life. They look at you and say, this fellow has a lot of peace. There are people who don't have peace. So I want to be like you. Look at the result. Even with all the magomago, they are not as fine as you are in terms of result. Then you can introduce Jesus. Talk to them. This is the reality. But sir, your life has to be correct. Your life has to be correct. It has to be correct. Can't keep cutting corners and expect that things will be different. You have to model and disciple people with correctness. Let your light so shine before men that they will do what? Glorify your Father who is in heaven. So you need to point them to the one who is behind the scene working. That's God. And that's why I will bless God for people like Ben Carson. Look at his books. Talk about how the Holy Spirit helped him with different surgeries. Some procedures are not conventional. Men begin to refer people back to God. The higher you go, the more difficult it is to convince people about God. Because they seem to have made some results without him. We need superior wisdom and superior result to point them to God. Daniel was in his own class in Babylon. In his own class. Every king he served under followed his God at the end of the day. Every king. Now, as I bring this teaching to a close, apostles in the marketplace have the responsibility of bringing solutions that only the supernatural hand of God can provide to human endeavors. They are men involved in day-to-day activities, but with the understanding that there is a need for something beyond natural to solve the problem of man. Let me come again. They are men involved in day-to-day activities, but with the understanding that there is something beyond natural to solve the problems of man. Hence, with the knowledge that has been acquired through engaging the natural human mind to study, there is still the need. There is still indeed a longing desire for more. That which only God can provide. When you get to certain organizations, you discover, not even any organization, that there are levels your wealth can't cross until you swear allegiance to a deity. There must be something strong behind you. Because even the devil understands the power of wielding such resources. It is a weapon. So you can't cross certain things until you swear allegiance. And if you are holding God, you hold him strong. You can be in the marketplace and still be engaging dangerously in fasting. Tonguing every morning. Because you understand that you are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and what? Powers! Sir, there are places where they are wearing suits, but there's calabash under the desk. All things are not natural as you see. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are places that out of 10 of those among you, 9 belong to a particular cult. And they want their own people there. So you don't hinder them. It must be somebody who is cooked in Christ. Man, de kapalati gan de kabat. Enji kabalan de kapai. And de kapuchish de kaban de aida. You don't have to be a pastor to have a prayer life. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lecturer, you want to go and lecture your students. Not that you are trying to use failure to threaten anybody. And cooperate with their enemies in their father's house. Amen. Now, can there be a desperate cry in somebody's heart and say, ah, here I am, Lord. Use me for all this. Ah, use me now. I don't want to be a disappointment. No. Now lift your voice loud and clear. Trust me with this superior wisdom, Lord. I ask for it. Now pray that prayer loud and clear. I ask for it. Shakata barate. In the kapam belika and de kapos shataka brebekam belatakai brebembokutai yan de kapam belakatish ren de kabalate rekombro fedishta. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now hear me. There is a clear difference between desiring something and asking for it. You have received not because you have not asked. Now, God knows that you need these resources to get to the next phase. And there's nothing is doing with money in heaven. There's nothing idea is doing in heaven. Everything is needed for this earth. I'm now asking. Lord, here I am. Now I am asking. I know now it is according to your will. You said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now, amen. Now, you are still not praying like the Spirit of Light Church, I know. But let me say this to you. Run away from any doctrine that demonizes greatness. Even when you should enter, the residue will fight it. Run. Run. It is beyond you, sir. Not every great or prosperous person is greedy or sinful. There are believers who are doing well and are blessed, sir. There are believers who, I'm telling you, they are doing well, they love God, they are, and they are blessed. Money doesn't turn anybody to a beast, sir. A It depends on what you have in your heart. Now ask God. There is nothing you are doing with this in heaven. And we know you are coming soon. Oh, release it. It is your will for us to enter as sons. This world needs the manifestation of sons. Ah. Shakati barati. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. I ask, Lord. I ask. I ask. You are the one that gives men power to prosper. I ask. I ask. Energize me, Lord. Rande kapala. Ajinge tabakate. Elen kabataka. Rekinde bokumbro kapika. Ayende kabosh. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now, let me say this to you. There are many of you standing here as far as humanly, alright, speaking about human and different goals, you are trying your best, sincerely. But what you need is divine connection. At this phase, you just need some, you're already doing well. You just need somebody important to see what you are doing. Now I ask, that a wind goes out from the Lord and begin to orchestrate divine connections. I didn't hear that amen like this is this house. A wind goes out from the Lord and begin to orchestrate divine connections. In all the places that dust has covered your files, suddenly there is a wind of remembrance now. I say again, there is a wind of remembrance now. God begin to bring you to the consciousness of mighty people. All of a sudden, your case begin to get attention. I say your case begin to get attention. I say again, your case begin to get attention. Now hear me. It is not a spiritual crime to declare fasting and prayer for breakthrough. It is not. If you truly want it, go for it. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes you are asking God, show me the secret of the next thing to do. Show me the secret. Reveal, Lord. Bishop Oyedepo said he was praying. Now listen, it matters what you call the will of God. The church wasn't going. And he went in fasting and prayer. And he came to the back side of the church and he saw darkness gathered and he commanded it to be rolled away. And it left. Anything God is involved in should go. I have no respect for any location. I have no respect for smallness. If it is God, now hear me. Hear me. Whether I'm in Lagos or Ibadan, Lagos, this place is going to start two services because now I'm telling you fact. I don't have to be on ground for this church to be filled twice on a Sunday morning. I don't have respect. I don't overrate myself. I said I have to be on ground. We started first service in Lagos. We expect inauguration. More people will come. I say second service, we are doing two services. And we saw more people than the inauguration service. I'm not second guessing. I told them, count everybody here. The size you are seeing here will be the size of the choir in 3 months. I'm not saying it may happen. And if you think what I'm saying is just boldface, watch me. That's why I release the pictures of everything I'm doing. So somebody can be inspired that something can grow. Anything God is involved in grows. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have no respect for any location. If you tell me church doesn't grow there, that's the last time I talk to you. Whatsoever I put my hands upon to do prospers. Prospers. That's the grace upon us. That's the grace upon us. It is, say it loud and clear now. It is impossible, even in the realm of assumption, for me to fail. Now, if you go to the territory of a lion. Lion does something. They go around their territories and urinate around. So when any invader comes, You know there's a beast here. Sometimes you have to mark your territory with declarations. I want to give you the next 2 minutes. Now, don't listen. Don't be trapped with the seat of church now. Walk around. Now, hold on. You are not asking God for anything. You are enforcing it in the interim. Enforce it. Mark the territory. Now, enforce it. Say it loud and clear. 2 minutes is a good time for you to legislate. Don't keep quiet. Enforce the reality. Enforce it. Enforce it. Enforce it. Enforce it. Yekata balata kabade. Yende kabush. Arande kabatai. Arande kabatai. Arande kabatai. Yende kabush atabarake. Elende kabita. Now enforce it. Enforce it, enforce it. Enforce it. Enforce it, enforce it. You have 1 more minute. Enforce it. Enforce it. Enforce it. Mark your territory. Legislate. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now stand where you are. I went to Canaan land and I saw what the force of the spirit of faith can make to happen. Sometimes you are not getting what you are asking for because you are asking for little. From this season, refuse to have respect on limitations. Now hear me. Hear me. God is going to use my life to show you that anything is possible to him that believes. Anything. Anything. And I'm not speaking out of empty thought. I'm not. Anything. Somebody's heavens is opening. Now, hold on a minute. Differentiate between contentment and lack of desire for more. Sometimes you've just chosen the meal without the meat. If the enemy has stolen it, go for it. Don't sit down and say, I'm contented with what the enemy left. Are there people who have been in desperate desire for more? And there's a specific cry before the Lord. I ask that those requests are granted. I ask that the mercy of God speaks over you. You leave this place knowing exactly what to do next. And there are some of you who are already doing the correct things. What you need is divine backing. You will do so and it get different attentions. I ask from this season, the force of the spirit of faith joined itself with your journey. Suddenly you fear nothing. Suddenly you are afraid of nothing. Suddenly now you know nothing can stop you. Now if there's anything in your life you believe it is too late for God to do, begin to change that mind. Because you begin to see God revisit the past and do everything with speed. This is your season of help. This is your season of divine acceleration. Put your hand on your head. If there's anyone here that the devil has been threatening with the fear of death, that you will have to die young because you are doing well so early, I stand as one called and sent by God to you. With the force of the blessing, we send that spirit packing now. Amen. Your life will not be cut short. Amen. Nobody under this anointing and this grace will become a sacrificial lamb for Nigeria. Amen. You will not become a victim of anything. Amen. You will have divine health. Amen. Divine peace. Amen. Stable and happy home. Divine provision. Amen. And long life. Amen. Your life will be like the tree that is planted by the river of waters. Amen. You will not just have one and be denied of the rest. Amen. You prosper in all that you do. Amen. Strategic connections. Amen. Strategic positioning. Amen. Strategic relationships. When the result is not coming, people will look, it will look like one is lazy. In all the places you have been mocked, the kind of result that banishes insult comes now. Yeah. The things that they've been needing 1,000 people to do in your vicinity, by the force of God's blessing, you will be able to do them single-handedly. Yeah. God will trust you with wealth. Yeah. They will trust you with resources. Yeah. From today, it becomes impossible for you to crash. Yeah. It becomes impossible for you to fail. Yeah. It is done. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Now, give the Lord a big, big hand. Now, as I bring this to a close, we owe it to God to declare that we are a different generation. That we will not be among those that bring shame to his name. And prove you can handle different level of resources by staying humble. Any area you get to, the resource puffs you up. You show that you are not qualified for the next. The same way you come down to people's level and help them. Do the same thing. Is that clear enough? Do the same thing. And always pray that God helps your heart. Now, hear me. There are principles in this kingdom nobody can kick against. The most prosperous churches are the most sacrificial churches. There's a connection. There's a what? Connection. Never you get so intelligent you displace divine principles. And don't hang around people who displace it. Are you following what I'm saying? We do our own to make sure we are given to much work and much study and much labor. But we still know that there is a force that brings the result. Paul will plant, Apollo can water, but it's God that gives increase. So whether you plant well or you water well, if God is not giving the increase, there is no increase. So let's stay committed. Have you seen electricity before? No, you only see the effect. Nobody has seen the blessing. We only see the effect. When they rest upon men, they may look ordinary, but something has changed. And that force, that invisible force that controls the visible, joins itself with you. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now celebrate Jesus the best way you can. Come on, do it well. Hallelujah.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBE.